WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Back in January, Dave Thomas of the old SCTV comedy series headlined his own variety special. Beginning this week, Thomas returns, and his special gets a 5-week run as a summer fill-in series on CBS. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
Good evening, I'm Dave Thomas, and welcome to my new primetime comedy show. Some of you may recognize me from late-night television. I did a show called SCTV for a few years.
Of course we remember you for that, Dave. SCTV was one of the brightest, funniest, and boldest shows of the 70s and early 80s. Even though Saturday Night Live got most of the glory, SCTV did most of the best work. Thomas, John Candy, Catherine O'Hara, Andrea Martin, Rick Moranis, Martin Short, and the rest, well, everybody was just great. The Dave Thomas comedy show takes a faster, flashier approach, more like MTV than SCTV. Not that I necessarily mind that Thomas has replaced the extended and complicated satire of SCTV with the shorter, sillier sketches of the old Second City stage shows. But the closest Thomas comes to the old SCTV style is the opening sketch. It's a takeoff on The Equalizer, with Thomas imitating the voice of Edward Woodward and the words of Dirty Harry.
Stop or I'll speak. The rest of you vermin, stay where you are, or I'll unleash the full fury of my natural English flair for rhetorical invective.
What'd he say?
Shut up, man! I know what you're thinking. Did I use 5 big words or did I use 6? Well, in all the excitement, I seem to have forgotten myself. But being as I'm a veritable walking thesaurus and could, through the use of sesquipedalian verbiage, reduce you to a sniveling, speechless wretch, the question you have to ask yourself is, do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Most of the Dave Thomas comedy show, though, isn't about satirizing TV and movies. Like the Tracy Ullman show, it's more about creating its own comic characters and situations. The funniest skit, in the first show, has Thomas as a meek little businessman harassed by a co-worker, played by guest star and former SCTV co-star, John Candy. The action takes place at the office water fountain, but the attitude is pure playground.
Do you mind?
Mind what?
I'm trying to get a drink.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, and am I in your way?
Yeah, you're in my way.
I'm in your way.
You're in my way.
I'm sorry. Hugh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was in your way. Here, let me help you.
Come on, Gary.
Come on, Hugh.
Funny.
Come on, have a drink.
Okay.
I'll get it for you. Ready?
All right. No tricks. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. That's not very funny.
Oh, I thought it was.
Well, I didn't.
I thought it was very funny. Are those your papers?
Yes, they are.
They're on the ground.
Look, you dropped your papers. Them. Come on, guys. This really isn't funny. Oh.
Actually, it is. But like many of the skits in this show, it loses steam before the end. The Dave Thomas comedy show is filled with a lot of good ideas, but it's also filled with a lot of filler. And when Thomas does his opening monologue as himself, he's a lot less funny than when he imitates Bob Hope doing one of his monologues. This show has talent to spare, and it is fun to watch. It's just that I'm kind of disappointed because I know Thomas can do better. Maybe, in the next 4 installments, he will.
David Bianculli is TV critic for The New York Post.